This is Shudders Inc. with Bruce Williams and Glyn Lavender.
Hi, and welcome to episode 309 of Shudders Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuddersIncPodcast.com, and joining us on the line via Skype from Melbourne, our soon-to-be dearly departed Mr. Glyn Lavender. How are you, mate?
Not soon enough as far as some people are concerned. Yeah. He can depart a lot. The quicker the better, that bloke can depart. You know, I'm mentally drained, I have to say.
You can't be mentally drained. You haven't gone yet.
I've had so much on this. I've actually had to work this last couple of weeks. It's just, I don't know how you people do it. But day in and day out, I have to do stuff. That's just
why have you had to work?
Well, no, I'm preparing stuff. I've been shooting videos. I've been editing video. I mean, I've been sitting working on a computer.
Right.
Yeah, I've been doing stuff.
Right.
The only time I'm getting a nap in every day is when I'm waiting for my kid's school to finish. You know, I have to get there early to get a car park. So I'm getting my half an hour, 40 minutes nap in then. But that's the only time. I'm down at least a nap a day. Every day.
How many naps do you normally have?
Normally two.
Right.
Yeah, one in the morning. Yeah, take him to school.
Right.
Get home. Maybe do some shopping on the way home. Get home, 9:30.
Yeah.
Maybe nap till, say, 10:45.
Right.
You know, get up. Work from 10:45 till, say, 1. Well, by work, I mean watch a show on Netflix. And then you've got to be back at school for about 2:15. There's no car parking spots.
Yeah,
so right. You normally nap from 2:15 till 3:07.
So you sit at the school for 45 minutes just so you can have a car parking spot.
More like lay down.
You're a shocker.
So I've only been getting that nap in this week, which is so no wonder I'm a bit fatigued. It's taking a bit out of me, you know. But I'm trying to juggle so many things mentally. I think it was draining me. I'm trying to do all these videos for Tamron before I leave.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, me going to the places, shooting them all, editing them all, yeah. Realizing I'm no good at any of this stuff, all that kind of stuff. That's been, and then yeah, trying to organize stuff for New York, organize stuff for this Vietnam trip, and finishing off stuff for India. We're about to launch another Vietnam tour for April next year for those who couldn't make this one.
Wow.
Doing the same thing again. So,
So is Myanmar not happening?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Because, well, yes, I thought July, that was April. Oh, that's July. Sorry, yes. I thought you had something already lined
up
for
April. I'm going to the US. I'm going to the US.
Right.
That's not until April 25.
Right.
So I get back from India, I think it's March 26.
Yeah.
And go to America on April 25 or 24.
Yeah.
So that's like 3 or 4 weeks in between. That's time to say goodbye. Hello to the family and leave again, sure.
Right.
Hello, children. I'm your father. Goodbye. Yeah, that works.
Right.
I think it's April 9. I think the start's for a week.
All right.
It's only a week. Yeah. So you can squeeze that in.
Fair enough.
That's okay. It's nice and easy. This is how busy I've been. Only till today did I actually, like this afternoon, look up my itinerary and A, find out when I'm leaving, B, where I'm going to even be next week, because we're flying in 4 days before the workshop starts, yeah. The tour starts, and doing 3 cities. But I didn't know where I was going to be, when I was going to be, when I was flying. I knew nothing, absolutely nothing about this next week, other than how hot it's going to be.
Right.
The old feels like 44 is still going nice, and 85% humidity and 38 degree heat. That's just joyous.
Yeah.
joyous. So, yeah, so I'm mentally fatigued for just from thinking about all the work I have to do in the future.
Right.
That'll do it to you. It'll tire you out. But I finished my 2 videos.
Yeah.
I should send you the links to those so we can get the people who, you know, really desperate for some borderline entertainment.
So where are you hosting the videos?
They're on my mum calls it the MeTube.
Okay.
Do you have the MeTube on your computer, Glyn? Yes, mum, I do. She's a bit sad. She'll ring me up and she goes, I've seen something on the MeTube. Someone's told me about something on the MeTube. It was on the news.
Right.
Okay, you want to go to this. I've written it down. It's WWW. That stands for Worldwide. It goes on from there. You've got to love them, don't you?
Yeah.
Parents. Yeah. My poor mum, she's going downhill. She's got Parkinson's, and she's going. It's affecting her brain.
Yeah.
And we knew this more definitely this week because she rang up and for Father's Day is coming up this Sunday in Australia, and she invited us all up to their tiny unit. And like, it's like going to be like 15 of us in this tiny unit for afternoon coffee, which is going to be pizza and a surprise dessert.
Okay.
I don't think pizza's ever been on my mother's agenda in her entire 75 years of life. Right. She says she was laying awake till 3 o'clock in the morning worrying about this and planning it. Let's all go up for pizza. So I'm figuring out she's misfiring. And she's got a surprise dessert for us. And I've got a horrible feeling the surprise is there's no dessert.
Right.
My sister said she made a cake for her and my dad the other day, but since she only had half the ingredients, she made it only with that. Needless to say, the cake wasn't very nice. Oh, dear. I made them the other week go out and buy induction cooktops. Spent thousands of my inheritance on induction cooktops because my poor old dear mum turned the gas on and then promptly forgot to light anything and walked off for 3 hours.
Ooh.
So I figured I'll let them spend the inheritance rather than get it any quicker than necessary.
Right. I love induction cooking.
Oh, isn't it great?
It is awesome.
Just fun to watch.
Yeah.
I just like to watch them because, you know, the bubbles start to get that slight circular motion of the atoms moving around. Oh, it's great. Awesome. Boil a whole pot of water in like a minute and a half.
Oh, yeah.
So fun to watch.
Fantastic.
Everyone comes around the house. I show them that and they're all kind of not disinterested, really.
Yeah.
No real. So I did my filming and my videos this week. I did one in a field.
Yep.
Because this lens was outstanding in its field, so yes. I thought I should be as well.
Yeah,
good dad joke. Yeah. And the other one in this awesome in the old factory me and you shot at that time.
Yep.
But some awesome vandalous thief had
dumped the car,
dumped and burnt out a car.
Yeah,
but they'd done it on an artistic angle.
Right.
With regards to the rest of the lines in the building. I mean, if I had to plot where, if I had the choice of where to put this car angle wise, they nailed it.
Yeah, right.
So I'm really appreciative of their thought they put into it. Yeah. They're saying, we know a lot of photographers come here. Let's put this on a nice angle.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Really impressed with that. Because I'm forever driving past farmers' fields, and you see this awesome field and this great truck, but the truck's in a really bad spot.
Yeah.
You know, why have you got the put that red truck in that yellow canola field near that big tree? For goodness sake, where's your sense of aesthetic, man? You know? What do you mean you're still using the truck? But these thieves, a bit of decorum about them. They decided they knew what they were going to do, and fabulous. So that was really good.
Excellent.
But I'm filming in that factory. I'm there all by myself.
Yeah. Right?
It's a bit of a creepy place, you know? And there's all these noises. Yeah, from these pigeons. I've just sat down to start recording the video, and I should put the bloopers tape out. I've just sat down, there's this big clank noise, like someone's picked up a heavy metal pipe.
Yeah.
And then start walking towards me. So I've just sat down, see my eyes kind of boggle open, and I get start walking off all sort of concerned, like towards where the noise is coming from. And all the way through the video, my eyes are kind of shooting left and right. Like, what was that noise?
Oh, dear.
So it was a bit of fun. Yeah.
Excellent.
So it's shuttle lights and all that stuff. I even used a wireless mic. So I was thinking of you, Sound Man.
Cool.
And because I was using sound stuff, you know.
Yep. Yeah.
And then another great thing happened this week.
Yeah.
The disposable camera arrived from Japan.
Yes, I know.
I'm taking it with me to Vietnam.
Is that one of the things that you've thrown at your suitcase?
Well, yeah, I left it in the box though that it was posted in. So I sort of frisbeed it.
But it's in or near your suitcase.
It's in my suitcase. So my packing has been
good.
I've opened a suitcase and I randomly throw things at it as I walk back and forward. Now, I come back from the washing, got a handful of socks, I'll just throw them there.
Yep.
Don't bother walking all the way up to the bedroom to put stuff away. Just toss it at the suitcase.
Excellent.
You know? And I was going to say at least 70% is going in. Yeah, a few things bouncing here and there. I'll find a few things under a couch or something. Oh, is that where it went to? But I frisbeed the camera. That actually landed on top of in the suitcase. So that's pretty good.
Beautiful.
So I'm really looking forward to it because we found this amazing costume hire place in Hanoi.
Oh, nice.
That does this really phenomenal authentic-ish costumes from the Vietnamese era, different eras. You know what I'm trying to say? Vintage, you know, quality, you know, genuine, fake, authentic, you know, period costumes. That's what I'm thinking of.
Right.
I'll get it right eventually. Like in my videos, just to think about it, I kept saying a vibration control instead of vibration compensation.
Right.
So all the way through my videos, I keep having to put little text across the bottom. It's called vibration compensation, you idiot. It's not that hard. How many times do you have to be told? Every time I said it wrong. So we found this amazing costume hire place.
Yeah.
So we're going to get a couple of these phenomenal, stunning outfits. And we're going to go to this incredible place. And as soon as I find incredible light with this incredible model in this incredible place with this incredible outfit on, posed incredibly, I'm going to pull out the disposable camera and take a crap shot.
Nice.
Like a real average one, you know. and hopefully that's my other cameras will do a better job.
Excellent.
I've got to shoot tomorrow. I've got to shoot my two-lens challenge video to launch that.
Right.
Shoot that, edit it. You know, I like leaving things to the last minute. So I've decided I'm going to do like a whole table full of all the stuff I'd normally take and just take it all the way and just leave these two little forlorn lenses by themselves. It's going to be a good way to go. So, yeah, it's going to be a bit. I'm feeling nervous. I've already looked at the amount of stuff I'm leaving behind.
Yep.
And it's doing my head in, quite frankly.
Yeah, right.
I know. So, it's going to be. Yeah, so anyway, so I filmed all those. What else did I do? Packing. That's been about my week, really. That, looking after the kids. Playing kick to keep footy in the street with the kids. That's about it.
Cool.
Yeah, and your week been fabulous?
It has been absolutely fabulous, but not for photographic reasons.
What happened?
Othello, Lynda.com author.
Othello?
Yeah.
Othello, like the...
A fellow Lynda.com author.
Oh, a fellow. Yeah.
Who lives in Seattle, is currently working on a 7-minute movie, which he wrote the screenplay for, directed, shot, wrote the orchestral score for, hired a 20-piece orchestra and recorded the score. And he has asked me if I would like to mix the entire soundtrack to the movie in 5.1 surround, which is a whole heap of learning for me because I've never had to mix in surround before. So I'm very excited.
So you said yes?
Yeah, absolutely.
So why did he ask you?
Because he didn't know anyone else.
Desperate. You're 14th on the list. Can you do it?
Yeah. So anyway. I'm looking forward to that, yeah.
So 7 minutes. Should it take about 14 minutes to edit it? 20?
No, I wish.
25?
Nah.
A day. Yeah. How long would it take?
To do the audio mix?
Yeah.
Oh, I reckon there'll be 100 hours in it.
So do it in a week.
Yeah, if I had a week off work.
Oh, man. Okay, 100 hours to do 7 minutes. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought photo editing was bad.
Yeah, exactly. But bear in mind that I've not mixed in surround before, so I'm probably a little slower than someone who does it day to day.
Of course.
But I'm looking forward to it.
Great. It's nice to do something different, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I said that to Kath. I said, I didn't realize just how much I've been coasting along on what I know and haven't really learned anything massively new.
Yeah, you haven't upskilled yourself.
Yeah, and then suddenly this comes along and it's like, oh, I'm just like sucking in all this information and just loving it. So, yeah, it's good.
Awesome. That's great news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
We had some bad news this week.
We did.
Yes.
We lost a listener.
Adam Davidson gave up on the podcast. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Didn't say why.
No.
Yeah. Oh. So we're down to six. So if any of you six out there know someone to want to fill the vacancy, there is an opening. It doesn't pay much, but, you know, it's there. Send your resumes to us and we'll vet you and see how we go.
Yes, there you go.
Thanks for nothing, Adam. Say that he's not listening.
You what?
Got anything exciting to talk about? We're halfway through the podcast and we've said nothing.
A couple of things that popped up this week. Sony have finally announced Alpha Universe. Which
I saw that. I didn't actually look at it. What is it?
Which at the moment, I'm not sure what the scope of this is going to be. I know that there were photographers in the Sony camp who were saying Sony needs to do something like the Nikon. What does Nikon call their pro level club? I don't know.
Nikon Pro Level Club?
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. So anyway.
Just take a stab in the dark.
I can't remember the official name for it, but I know there were people in the Sony camp who were going, you know, why doesn't Sony have something like that specifically targeted at the high-end shooters who shoot with Sony? And so, yeah, Sony have just released this week Alpha Universe, and it is alphauniverse.com. I've had a brief look around. They've got their what they call their artisans, which are sort of their ambassador photographers.
Yeah, artisans,
and,
yes.
You know, links to some of their work and, yeah, bits and pieces. And I haven't had a chance to explore the entire site yet. I only found this yesterday. So, but, yeah, there's some nice photography on there. So thought I'd mention that. Artists, David Osler might be interested in that. Hey? What was that?
Artisans.
What's wrong?
Artisans.
What about it?
Well, it's a bit pretentious, isn't it?
Possibly.
Hello, I'm not a photographer. I'm an artisan.
Yes.
What? An artisan. What do you do? I take photos. Yeah, you're a photographer. Right, fair enough.
Yeah. Now, I came across...
with my mind.
I came across a portfolio of images on PlayedZebra.com or ThePlayedZebra.com.
What is that?
I have no idea.
Oh, the plaid.
The plaid. Is that how you say it? Plaid.
Like the plaid clothing.
The plaid.
So instead of being striped, it's checked with the checked zebra. So I get it now. If you say it properly, we will understand.
Right. Okay. And these images.
Plaid zebra.
Look, just go and have a look at them, all right?
Yeah, I am. These stunning photos combine the beauty of nature and the female body to create a artisan masterpiece. Doesn't actually say artisan, but you know, you had to put it in there.
It's different.
So is he lighting them with blue light or something? Is that what's getting that kind of effect?
I don't think so. Well, possibly. That is possible.
Because, I mean, look at the colour.
Yeah, it does look like that. It does.
It does
look like that.
Glow, doesn't it? Yeah.
And then he's masked in all these...
I reckon he's lighting them with blue light.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then masked in all these, you know, fantasy sort of...
We should warn there is moderate amounts of nudity in those.
Yeah. It's mostly only backs.
I know, but it's a bit of bottom. We have to mention these things in cases. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
People who are sensitive to these.
What?
Yeah, this is pretty clever stuff. All this would look great printed out on black velvet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would look very 70s, wouldn't it?
That'd be perfect.
What are you doing with your system tonight? Because your bandwidth is horrid.
I'm uploading stuff.
Good on you.
I've been uploading it for a day and a half.
What are you uploading?
I paused. Oh, did you hear that car go by? I've been uploading these videos to Tamron.
Right, and you thought it would be appropriate to try and do that while we're recording a podcast.
Well, it's doing it in the background, so no. It's been doing it for 2 days, so I've kind of forgotten about it, to be honest. But it has affected. It can't even play my Netflix and stuff. But it affected the whole. I've paused it for you. Yeah, you. Now it's going to take 7 months to upload rather than 6 months.
Well, you can leave it running while you're in Vietnam, and it might be done when you get back.
Oh, it's crazy stuff, isn't it?
What size files are you uploading?
Oh, it's only a few hundred gig, a meg, gig. The knob.
Yeah, right.
It's only like I don't know. It's probably 1.5 gig in total.
Yeah, right.
It's been taken. Every time my computer keeps going to sleep.
You realise, of course, that it would have actually been quicker to dump the files onto a disk, mail them to me, and I would upload them for you.
If I was going to mail them to you, I could have mailed them to them. Can I just say? Can I have the middleman?
Well, there's always that.
funny stuff. What a moron. So have you got, what else have you got on your love on the list of things?
The last thing I had of stuff I came up with. Yeah, I can't do this one because you'll have this in your list.
I did. I got those, but you do it. Sounds like I'm not pimping them for.
I only did it because I knew you'd be rabbiting on about it.
Oh yes.
So right. This week Tamron announced two new prime lenses.
Really?
A 35mm f/1.8.
Oh. Beautiful.
And a 45mm f/1.8.
That's pointless.
Well, at least it's not a 50.
I know. But, 35 and 45.
I know.
Can we have a 47.5 and a 51 as well? Yeah. Take half a step closer, people.
Yeah.
I've got to say that if you're going to launch two lenses, I know for a fact they've got other lenses to be released in this series.
Right.
Yeah. Launch one that's a little different. Yeah. I won't say what it is because I'm not supposed to say stuff, but
yeah.
Don't 35 and 45 really. That's going to... But launch that and another one that's significantly different, so you kind of maybe target two lots of people that might be interested and draw more attention to your brand. I don't know.
Yeah.
But these lenses do look pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
Build-wise, they're sweet-looking lenses.
So clue us in on all the, not numerical, but the letters that are appended after the aperture.
Oh, who knows?
D-I-V-C... USD.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. Okay. Digital.
Maybe.
Vibration. Compensation. I remember that.
Ah, that one.
Times the video. And ultra silent dota. Something to do with this. It's a type of motor they've got inside it to keep it quiet. But the big thing in all those silly names is the VC.
Right.
Because they're the first 35 and 45 primes to have VC or image stabilize or vibration reduction or any of the acronyms you want to use.
Yeah.
The anti-shaker thingy.
Yeah.
They're the first ones in the world to have it. So like they're 15 to 30.
What, as in they're the first primes at that length to have it?
Yeah.
Right.
So like they're 15 to 30 was the first ultra.
Is there any other 45mm prime on the market?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's 45s, there's 40s. There's,
okay.
All sorts of other ones. But there is, but yeah, who knows why.
You know, smart manufacturers put the stabilization in the body.
Until, of course, yeah. I got nothing. Nothing. I was going to say, argument.
Before Adam departed listenership of the podcast, he did send us some links. The first one was on F-stoppers. This was, do UV filters really protect your lenses?
I don't see that one. I had that one on my list.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, and I had that earlier today before he posted it.
He's pinched it from you.
Oh,
he really has dropped his game, hasn't he?
Now, if he's still on my low, I'm on the low fruit stuff. I'm on the low-hanging fruit, and if he's reaching that low... Yeah, I'm talking a short neck giraffe right here. We're going to be part of the evolution where we're just going to cease to exist if we're all reaching for the same loaf.
Yeah.
But yeah, go on to UV or not UV, I called mine, which
well,
I thought was
just yeah, so it's an 18 minute video which I've not had a chance to watch, but basically the guy, you know, hosting the video is looking at all of the pros and cons for UV filters and coming up with a verdict as to whether or not it's really worth putting one on your lens. And spoiler alert, no, they're not.
No. So, they're not going to protect you from a major incident.
No.
And I've got to tell you, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with this finding because I don't think his sample's big enough. I reckon my sample of how I look after my gear would be the amount of destroyed filters I've seen over the years where the lenses are still okay.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, over my 36 years, especially working photo retail, where you see people coming all the time when they've dropped the lens, the filter's smashed, but the lens is still fine.
Yep.
I reckon anecdotally I've seen enough examples to say it's going to help somewhat.
Right.
So
it is a cheap insurance policy.
Yeah, exactly. For 20 or 30 bucks, if it doesn't do anything, it doesn't matter. If it does something, well, you're ahead. So.
I guess the question is, are you using a high enough quality UV filter that it's not creating a negative effect on the image that you're taking?
Yeah, it depends on the types of photos you're taking as well. So if you're doing a lot of long time exposure stuff, your UV filters can create ghosting.
Right.
So if you're doing long time exposure shots where there's lots of lights in the scene, like say you're doing a city shot, you should take your filters off.
Right.
Because they can reflect light back and bounce around and create ghosting. So you should, you'd be a little bit wary of that stuff.
The next one that Adam sent us was a What the Duck cartoon strip, which was posted on Facebook. I immediately thought of you. So there's two ducks, one standing there with a camera around his neck. The other duck says, "Your photos inspire me to switch career paths." Duck with camera says, "Future photographer?" Other duck says, "Garbage man."
Garbage man. It makes this a line I can use for my customers. And you know I'm going to.
Yeah. The next one was building an ultraviolet flash for black light photography.
So this guy with his landscape shots could do this.
Which guy?
The guy who just showed with the landscape, with the nudes and the...
Oh, right, that guy.
Him.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah, I've seen, funnily enough, a few years ago thought about doing this with Wendy Fantasia, my friend who's a phenomenal paintbrush model makeup artist, body painter. Told you my brain wasn't working tonight.
Right.
Well, it's working about as well as most weeks. So I was thinking about doing a similar sort of thing with her.
Right.
And that's a lighting a few years ago, but as Adam quite rightly said, he probably hasn't got the energy to do it. He's right. Too lazy. You get some pretty cool stuff.
Some interesting effects.
I think the examples there are, but I've seen some phenomenal stuff done with this sort of technique.
Right.
Some really, really evocative, really interesting, especially when they light up the backgrounds as well with some interesting stuff. So your subject sort of almost morphs into a background with, say, lighting and stuff.
Right.
So I have seen some very interesting stuff done with black light flash.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if you want to have a tinker, have a bit of a look.
Yeah. So you need to get neon paint?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you'd pick that up in an art store, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, right.
Hmm. And away you go.
Hmm.
So it's definitely worth having a bit of fun with.
Might put that on the back burner of things to try at some point.
Why not?
Yeah.
Can't do any worse than the other stuff you do.
Good on you. And the last one Adam sent us was the photography instruction manual that Hasselblad wrote for for astronauts who are not photographers, but who are about to head into space with no, photographic passion or knowledge or whatever. And so this was just some basic, understanding how to, identify all the markings on a manual focus lens and understanding rule of thirds and understanding exposure and all that sort of stuff.
They're getting confused. They're going to confuse these astronauts because they've got the picture of the space shuttle.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Hasselblad sort of floating in space and it says film plane. Now, I think this is not a plane, it's a space shuttle. Are we using film? I thought it was all digital. Yeah, he's going to confuse these people.
Well, was this digital or was this in the days of film?
It was a space shuttle.
Yeah, but the space shuttle was put into action in the early 80s.
Yeah, no, but it went through into the digital days.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm asking. Was this digital era? Here we go. Published in 1984.
There you go, then.
Fairly certain that was film.
Film plane. It's not a plane. It's a space shuttle. I'd love to know how they explain ISO.
Why?
Well, because it's a confusing element to explain to people.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Well, don't agree. Okay, explain ISO.
ISO is a measure of the camera's sensitivity to light. The lower the number, the less sensitive the camera is to light, and therefore the slower the shutter speed that you need or the wider an aperture that you need in order to get the right amount of light through to the film or digital sensor to create an image. If the ISO is higher, it means the camera is more sensitive to light, and therefore you can use a faster shutter or a narrower aperture. Does that explain it? You got nothing. Okay.
Oh, my brain's not working tonight. it really isn't. I've got stuff, but I just can't even formulate it.
Right.
I'm on autopilot here. That's a film. I'm on a film plane. I'm an autopilot.
He's on a film plane in outer space. Tell us about the 5-day deal at Craft and Vision.
Well, the 5-day, this is going to happen next
week. How long does it go for, Glenn?
What?
The 5-day deal. How long does it go?
Go to the website and find out. No, but the 5-day deal is on next week. That's when you get all these different sites all contribute stuff to this one place.
Right.
Ebooks and videos and tutorials and actions and all this sort of stuff. And you get thousands and thousands of dollars of worth of content for like $80 or something.
Right.
And they do it every year for 5 days.
Right.
So you get a 5-day deal. And some of the money goes towards charities and things like that.
Okay.
So that's worthwhile looking into of itself. So you'll get this out on Sunday. And I think it starts the following day, but...
This will actually kick in sort of the early hours of Friday morning, Australian time.
Really?
Going
early, are we?
Well, I'm on the site now, and there's a countdown that says 7 days, hours.
When the actual 5-day thing starts.
Yeah, to when it starts. So,
the reason I brought it up, other than the fact that you should get onto and have a look if it's of interest to you and save yourself some money, and you'll find out of all that stuff, there might be half a dozen things that really appeal to you, and it might be cheaper to buy it in this kit than buy them all individually.
Right.
Who knows? But on Craft and Vision, our mate David Dusham Insight, he's giving away one of his products every day for free.
Wow.
I don't know what. But one of his products that would normally cost money is available free every single day.
Nice.
And a different one every day. So I thought, you know, if people want to sort of hang out and watch and maybe pick up some freebies.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cool.
Don't say we don't give you nothing.
Yeah.
Just don't.
So Holger.
So, yeah, Holger. Holger, I've heard Holger in a minute. So Holger's got a company called Holger Digital.
Bread?
That's Holger, in Australia. Holger Digital, which is a Hong Kong company, has started a Kickstarter project to produce Holger cameras in digital rather than film.
Right.
Which, of course, kind of defeats the purpose, because everyone who loves the Holgers love it because they're still shooting film. But they've got these digital cameras that produce the same sort of crappy look that the Holger film cameras do. But their Kickstarter is already 121,000 Canadian for some reason, overpledged.
Wow.
It's still 42 days to go.
Am I right in thinking the Holgers are a pinhole style of camera?
No.
No. Okay.
No, you're wrong.
Okay.
Yes, you're wrong. Now they've got usually got two apertures, like f4 and f8, or 2.8 and f8, something. Right. I think these ones have 2.8 and f8 apertures.
Right.
And, yeah, of course, whatever film you put into, or in this case, whatever ISO you dial up. So, yeah, I just thought for people who like the Holger stuff, and I've always kind of liked it. It was kind of a bit of fun.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with having fun in photography. It's allowed, apparently.
Yeah.
Sold. Oh, then I saw the next one on my list, Super Drone, I call it. But this guy's strapped a Superman doll to the front of his drone and floated across parks and stuff with the music. Tweaked my 14-year-old boy brain mentality, which is real. And then because we've been talking a little bit recently about the Sony, the RX10, the RX100, 1-2, 1-3,
the 10 Mark II,
what they call those things. Yeah. But this one guy said, well, on the Alpha Universe, funnily enough, because I've been there too, I just didn't want to admit it.
Right.
Now, he's done a thing about, I kind of liked it for the reason that it's called maintaining its relevance.
Right.
And it's all about the Sony RX1, which is a couple of years old.
Right.
And how relevant is it now compared to the latest releases? How does it stack up? What's its shortfalls? What's its benefits still? And I thought this is a good exercise to do with all of our gear before we decide the need to have to upgrade.
Yeah.
Is do this relevance comparison.
Yeah.
You know? Is it just lust? Or is it in reality significantly going to change things for us?
Yeah, well, I've long said that about my 850. You know, there have been other cameras that have come out from Sony, like the A99, and I've looked at them and I've kind of gone, yeah, it'd be nice, but I really can't justify it because I haven't got everything I should get out of my 850 yet.
Yep.
So
it's just a nice thing, and he's gone through and he's gone quite a lot of information and his thoughts and stuff. I thought it's just kind of in this age of disposable cameras, pretty much, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, it's nice to just sit there and go. I mean, we're talking about a seriously high-end camera that only came out 2 years ago anyway, yes. So it's all relative. But it's still kind of nice. I've still got my old Sony R1, the starting point of this camera.
Right.
Type of camera. It's got a 10.3 megapixel CMOS sensor, which is more than adequate.
Yep.
A phenomenal 24 to 120 f2.8 Carl Zeiss T-Star lens on it.
Nice.
It's a damn, it's built like anything. It's got a tiny screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a perfectly usable camera. It doesn't stop me lusting after other new stuff, but it's there. It's sitting on the cupboard with all the other old stuff that doesn't get used.
Yep.
And even today, I'm sure it would still stack up well, with the possible exception of noise. You know, ISO noise. That's where the biggest advantage over the last few years of is really make you well, if you do a lot of low light stuff. But if you're shooting daytime all the time, this thing's perfectly adequate.
Yep. You know?
Then I came across this site that's advertising 6 amazing bird pics. It was 6 amazing examples of bird photography that will get you inspired.
Right.
So here we go. Then, so I've turned on, expecting to see, as usual, these people to get put in the basket of "we hate you because you've got so much talent."
Yeah.
And all the photos are really kind of like,
No, that wouldn't inspire me all that greatly.
Yeah, you're looking at the again, or
what? What's it meant to inspire in me?
Well, here's the thing. I can do this stuff. Do this sort of mediocre stuff, no problem at all. I'm inspired that I can now look at some photos on the internet and go, yeah, I can do that. Maybe one day I will. Not look at these things and go, I've got no hope. I'm never going to get a shot of a bird that looks like that. Yeah. I'm never going to, what's it, that photograph of the bird with a weasel on its back a couple of months ago?
Oh, yeah. That
was forget about it. That's not going to inspire anybody. It's never going to happen, you know.
No.
But there's a photo, a dull photo of a woodpecker, a barbet, a blue-throated barbet, sitting on the side of a tree. Well, it could have been done with an iPhone by all the looks of it, you know. So, you know, and they've got another 6 more photographs to inspire, but I didn't bother, you know.
Right.
I was inspired enough. So it's just really refreshing to find somewhere on the internet that, well, you know, that sort of level of mediocrity, I can manage.
Excellent.
It made me happy. Now, you know me, I'm very fond of my sponsors. And I'm never, you know, and I never say anything bad about them that I don't mean.
Right.
I never say anything bad about them that I don't mean.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about Lastolite.
Right.
Lovely sponsor of all my backgrounds.
Yeah.
And what the hell were they thinking?
I don't know. What were they thinking?
They've got they've got two new collapsible backgrounds.
Right.
The Out of Focus Summer Foliage and Out of Focus City Lights backgrounds.
Right.
So if you only have a kit lens that doesn't do lovely bokeh, just buy a backdrop. That's got lovely out of focus background. Stick that behind people.
Right.
Problem solved. Too lazy to go out and do nighttime shots of the city. Stuff up the background.
Yeah.
And for $300 Australian, I've got to tell you. I thought someone was having a laugh. I thought this was
April Fool's.
Yeah. You know, it's like,
you won't get caught out until you post your second image.
With exactly the same background. Exactly, yeah. And then your third and your fourth and your... I thought, okay, that's just beyond the pale, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's an odd choice.
I've got their graffiti background, which is the same problem. The graffiti is the same in the back of every shot. I've got the brick wall background.
Right.
Same problem. Same bit of brick falling off and the same bit of wall in every single shot. You know, it's no.
Mm.
But I got it for free, so what can you say? Now, here's an interesting thing. I had to get a handyman out this week.
Right.
I'm not remotely handy. Yeah. I know you'd find that hard to believe. And I got an electrician out to put up a sensor light out the front of my house.
Okay.
Just going away, a bit of extra protection for the missus, lights coming on, that sort of stuff. And I went to, serviceseeker.com.
Okay.
Typed in what the job I wanted, and these quotes arrived in my email, and lovely, and okay, this guy's local, and he can come around today, great, give him the job, nice.
Right.
Very simple way of doing it, except you keep getting more and more and more, you get like 500 of these quotes.
Oh, really?
crazy, you know. But by sheer chance, just while looking through stuff tonight, I came across the website hirephotographers.com.au, run by the same people who do electricians and plumbers and repairmen and stuff. Right. You can hire a photographer the same way.
Right.
Put up your job, they'll just...
Oh, no.
When did we reduce the art of photography to the same...
cheapest bidder.
Yeah, but also the same as a washing machine repairman.
Yeah, exactly. Also,
those are all valid jobs. An audio technician is an example, you know. Yeah. All these near meaningless jobs in life.
Yeah.
What is it you do for a living again, sorry?
I'm a recording engineer.
Oh, okay, sorry. I meant to say recording. When I said audio technician, I meant recording engineer. Yeah. Apparently you do music too, I'm told.
Yeah.
Yeah, to know each other well. yeah, so I clicked on the website because it was Hire Photographers, and then I saw, sponsored by or backed by the serviceseekers.com.au. So my whole sort of experience just went out the window a bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
But I must say, I did have a good online experience this week. It's nothing to do with photography.
Oh, that's
good. Because, once again, when good stuff happens, I just don't want to bleat and moan about the bad stuff all the time.
Right.
Just 90% of the time. My washing machine died.
Oh.
I told you, this one, the year of appliances and problems has been astounding. But my washing machine died.
Okay.
So I had to get a new one.
Yeah.
And so I went to appliancesonline.com. Could be .com. Cheapest price by a good margin. Australian products. I'm supporting local.
Yeah.
But they don't have a storefront, so they're not, but come to your house on time when they say they will. They even call twice to update the time of arrival.
Wow.
They arrive. They take your old washing machine away and recycle it. They unbox your new one. They move it into the house and connect it all and make sure it's all going for you and make sure it's even level and doesn't wobble.
Wow.
Thank you. All for free.
Wow.
And so delivery, pickup, removal, everything. So if you're in need and you get to save some money, it's a pretty good all-round arrangement.
That's awesome.
So there you go. If you're in Australia and you want to save yourself some hassle. And they even had – here's the sad thing. I've never done this ever before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
They have a wizard that – what kind of product do you want? It'll make some suggestions. Right. You tell how many people live in the house, you know, what kind of washing you do, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it suggests two or three machines. So I just picked the first one.
Yeah, right.
So I didn't know what it looked like till it arrived. It's kind of, yeah.
Well, you know what? We bought a new washing machine about 3 years ago.
It's not new anymore.
No. But you know what?
What?
The old one is still sitting on the back veranda.
Oh, yeah. That's a problem, isn't it? That's the problem with these things.
Yeah.
You're trying to get rid of them, unless you have a council collection system.
Which we have, but our house is like 50 metres up a driveway on a steep hill, and I don't have a trolley. So trying to get this thing out of here is just a nightmare.
Push it down the hill.
Yeah, shouldn't I?
Get a hammer and beat the corners until it's slightly rounded.
And then just roll it.
There's a solution to everything. Look at that. Dear. One of the dads at my school pickup today sent something through for the podcast. He says, this is quite ridiculous. We've lost an Adam. We might have got a Chris.
Right.
That NASA has started construction on the world's, what is the phrase it is?
Most powerful. Yeah,
most powerful digital camera of 3.2 gigapixels.
Wow.
And this thing's going to be able to photograph more galaxies than there are people on Earth.
What?
Yeah.
Photograph 7 billion galaxies.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's also going to be able to monitor any asteroids or near-Earth objects that may come a little bit too close and give us a bit of a so we can send
Bruce Willis
up there to, to blow himself up.
Yeah.
it's not going to stop the asteroid, but it's going to make it feel a lot better. He went first. but yeah, this thing sounds quite astounding. It says the data storage requirements will be almost as hefty as the camera's physical bulk. This is interesting. The LSST will chew through, twice they say, it must be about 6 million gigabytes per year.
Wow.
6 million gigabytes a year.
Yikes.
Eesh.
That's a lot of little hard drives.
So, yeah, it's equivalent to shooting 800,000 images on a regular 8-megapixel camera every night.
Wow, 800,000.
Albeit of much higher quality and scientific value. Hey, they're picking on our photography, Bruce. How do they know? Maybe the scientific value, but I'm not sure. So 800,000 photos a night for a year. Wow.
That's crazy.
So that's pretty amazing. So that's very nice of Chris to send that through. Yeah. So, an unexpected source. Last week, my wife's uncle sent something through, and this week, the dad from school pickup.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's been quite the revelation. And the last thing I've got was this awesome, and I've got to tell you, just awesome light painting shots done with a 50-cam Olympus rig. So 50-camera Olympus rig.
Right. Why 50 cameras?
Have a look at it. It's a YouTube vid.
Okay. I'll watch it after we finish recording.
It's just astounding. So again, basically, you've got to watch it. It's just, okay. The stuff is brilliant. It starts off, I'm going, what the? Oh, this is, well, why are you wasting your time with this? So the first, I don't know, a minute, you're going, oh, this is a total waste of time. And then all of a sudden they start showing the shots. It's like, oh, look at that.
Yeah, right.
Astounding. So,
okay.
It's using the same kind of rig that they use for bullet time stuff.
Yeah.
You know, with, yep. Yeah, so sort of move around the image and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, very cool. Very
awesome.
Mind you, I've just got that YouTube link, and here's one we have to watch too. 52 GoPro cameras, puppies, and girls.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
So that's it, my friend. That's excellent. All I have. And this is it.
Well, mate, you and Malcolm have an excellent time in Vietnam.
I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Yes.
You arrive at the airport. Hello, Malcolm. My name's Glenn. Nice to meet you.
So what's happening? Are you flying into Sydney?
No, I'm flying into... I'm meeting him in Ho Chi Minh, I think.
Oh.
I haven't actually asked him yet.
Oh, so you're not actually on the same flight?
No.
Right.
Well, God forbid. That's been like 11 days with a bloke. I don't know. So don't.
Yeah, right.
A plane flight there, and back would be just too much.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, I'm meeting him. I'm meeting him there. I might just walk out there with like his name on a card, like
yeah,
the chauffeurs do.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't think I've ever even seen a proper photo of the guy. So it's an unusual way to start a business venture together.
Yeah. Somewhat.
That's what kind of one of the reasons why we're going in for a few days early, just to get a bit of a sense of each other's shooting style. And we've managed to get ourselves a model to shoot in a little town, which is pretty cool.
Cool.
And so we're going to get some cool shots going, I think. And if we can get those costumes. So I'll be uploading photos hopefully every day.
Yeah.
Videos at least a few times during the trip.
Right.
A little bit of behind the scenes videos, a little bit of, how the two lens challenge is going, all that kind of stuff.
Excellent.
Possibly, depending on how energetic I feel, I'll be doing some blog posts.
Right.
Stay tuned. I mean, we won't be doing this, but there'll be a little bit of stuff out there if anyone wants to follow the journey and see what's going on.
Cool.
And then we'll be able to give you a wrap when we get back.
Yeah. So you'll basically be, there'll be no podcast for two whole weeks because you leave Tuesday and you're gone for 10 days, which means you're not back till the Friday. So we won't have time to record one in the second week. So.
Oh, yeah. I'll get back to the Saturday morning. And then I've got two birthday parties that weekend for the kids. So, I get off the plane, pretty much come home, get my daughter to take her to a birthday party.
Oh, that'll be fun.
That's what parents do, hey?
All right, mate. Well, have a good trip.
Thanks, mate. We'll do. And if I don't sweat to death, we'll record in 3 weeks time.
Beautiful. All right. And say good day to Malcolm.
Will do.
See you, mate.
Hey, everyone.
Shutters Inc., another audio2u.com quality podcast. For previous episodes, check out shuttersincpodcast.com or search the iTunes music store. For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@shuttersincpodcast.com.